Tantor Audio presents The Last Rhinos, My Battle to Save One of the World's Greatest Creatures, by Lawrence Anthony, with Graham Spence. Narrated by Simon Vance. The author condemns past and present governments of Vietnam, China, Myanmar, Indonesia, Thailand, South Korea, Taiwan, and Malaysia, who have failed to take effective action to end the superstitious use of rhino horn in so-called traditional medicine. Their criminal neglect has driven the rhinoceros to the very brink of extinction all over the world. Chapter 1. It was barely light when the radio first crackled into life.
"Code red, code red, come in, Lawrence, come in, over."
"Standing by."
"Bad morning," the caller paused. "We have a dead rhino at Plaza Hill, a female. Over."
Dread froze my blood. I looked up at the sky, above the distant Plaza Hill, the highest point on the new community game reserve that abuts Tula Tula, my own reserve and my home in Zululand, South Africa. There were no vultures and no gunshots had been reported, a sound that echoes like a thunderbolt across the African wilderness when the wind is right.
"Cause of death?"
I asked, fearing the worst.
"Poachers. Both horns are gone. There's blood all over the place. Professional job. Looks like they used an AK-47, or maybe an old military-issue R1.
I could feel my fists clenching. Rhino poachers, the disease of the wild that was now becoming a pandemic.
"How long has she been dead?"
I asked.
"Can't be more than a few hours. They probably took it around midnight. There was plenty of moon to help them."
"Okay, I'll be there now."